Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second qualifier recording for GGW9. It's almost fitting that here, west of Chicago, with my caffeine already popped and a thunderstorm rolling through, maybe it'll even be heard that I go through and do this recording. VOC, herself included, a nice little rant at the beginning of her giant word file of, nice critiques. But I honestly think it would be better if I just summed it up myself. First, yes, I do recognize that in this round we had some newbies join the fray, and fresh meat is always susceptible to the issue of, we don't know what the judges here want. However, let me just say that I was thoroughly disappointed in pretty much every entry. that doesn't happen very often. It really doesn't. It's shocking, to be honest. Even the veterans had errors that a kindergartner could catch. Tragedy. Like, come on. This is the big fucking dance. So I'm going to remind people now that editing does matter. Entertainment does matter. Stepping outside the box, guess what? Shouldn't be a surprise, also matters. I don't want to scare people away from the contest, but seriously, it's time to think big. At one point, I even had to go back and prod VOC to not give a zero, because a zero would be, frankly, just a little bit too harsh. That's how sad panda things were for us this round. So, that being said, without further ado, I'm going to bounce through two word files. I haven't read other notes in advance, so this should be a gem in and of itself. Lots of scrolling will happen. Forgive me, but here we go. Frosted, we're going to start with you. Frankly, I'm not impressed here. I think you wrote decently enough in the piece, but it wasn't really a full story. If you're going to submit just the start of something, you need to make it damn rock solid and pretty much guarantee that I'm going to give a shit to continue, and this left much to be desired. It's time to crunch it. Maybe the other judges will appreciate this in some way, but frankly, in my opinion, it's an incomplete work that doesn't serve the task of being a hook. From PK, typo in the title, but this happens a lot. I love the hook. Watch your tenses. Also, tub bound should be hyphenated to show that it's prepositional. It seems like the start of a beautiful and horrifying friendship. And while I transition to the VOC entry for this, I will point out that this does happen a lot. The benefit of having three judges is that we don't always agree. And it's going to be up to you to make, contradictory advice work in the long run. But, here's VOC. Just brutal. I'm actually appalled at the quality of this entry. I was hoping the first typo in your title might be some witty wordplay, but by the end of this piece, I was left with utter disappointment. I counted 10 mechanical errors before I even reached the end of the first paragraph. To be honest, that's the point where I just start handing out zeros. This is GGW, and since this isn't your first go-around, you should certainly know better. I can't believe your lack of attention. It's like you didn't even read through this when you were finished. To be honest, I considered showing your work just as much attention as you did. That would have meant a few shitty scores and my commentary ending here, because why should I bother putting any more effort into something you obviously didn't care enough to edit? But I'm better than that, and I know that you're better than that too. So, I'm not going to leave it here. Neither of us will learn anything that way. This little excerpt lacked detail. Dialogue alone can't carry a story. There needed to be more movement, more action, more personality. You kept typing the word sociopath without ever actually describing why this character is supposed to be a sociopath. And then there's this random girl in the bathtub that we know nothing about. We don't give a shit that this is supposed sociopath just shattered because there's no reason for us to care. It's not even the real story. The real story got thrown away when you slapped a cop-out ending in our faces and called it a day. If this was meant to be a teaser, then I guess it worked, but only to a certain extent. It all goes back to presentation, and no matter how interesting your hook, if it's riddled with mistakes and lacks proper detail, who's going to want to stick around to read the rest of it? And the answer from Wing is, well, I didn't. Because there was nothing to read, but I wouldn't have anyway, so, fun times. Oh, back to my word file. We're moving on. Cal. Seriously, where the fuck did the desire to perform go? It is versus its errors, in three of them in one fucking paragraph? Come on, and there were even more. Ah! Such a simple set of mistakes in the hook paragraph utterly fucking nukes this for me. I'm already questioning if I should bother to give a shit because of the carelessness in the first six sentences. Your typical imagery power is just absolutely crushed because, pretty much what VSC said for Frosted, you didn't give a shit! PK. Singular plural issue here in the first paragraph adds effort to parsing it. I like the alliteration, though. The prose as a whole is pretty, but somewhat overwrought to the point that it obscures the ideas and emotions of the piece. I get to once again scroll through. I mean, VOC left a fuckload of notes. I gotta say, VOC wrote more notes than some of your pieces in terms of thoroughness and, frankly, originality. This is a zinger here. I'm really not holding back the shit for this. However, this is a very pleasant piece. It had a nice, even flow, and the imagery was quite wonderful. I actually found myself ignoring Doctor Who reruns to pay attention to this, and it's really hard to pull me away from an episode of Doctor Who, no matter how many times I've seen it. So, bravo to you. This is the only piece I've read that has any sort of cohesion in terms of subject matter flowing smoothly from the beginning to the end. I love that it was poetic in its own right, but that you didn't try to conform it to poetry. I think that might have ruined the easy way with which you presented your ideas. I can't ignore that there were some mechanical errors, though. They do detract from the potential beauty of the piece. So do your L-Y words. I think I've already ranted about, I should just say Lee words before. They're ugly. Ha! Ah, damn hypocrite. They don't add anything to the overall language of a piece, and did I mention already that they're ugly? Don't get me wrong, in normal conversation they're great, but in a fantastic piece of prose, they're not. There are always better ways to end, there are always better ways to word a sentence than to use a Lee word. Also, please learn the difference between its with an apostrophe and its without one. There were multiple uses of the wrong form of this word, and it's really fucking distracting. She even violated my all caps rule to put this out here. Really fucking distracting. There are also a few places where your punctuation bothers me. Places where there might have, should have been a comma, but there wasn't, and it messes up the flow of the piece. Just a personal preference, not something mechanically wrong with a piece. I hate numbers. God, VOC, bitch. No matter how big the number, I hate them. They always look so ugly amongst a sea of pretty words. You know, you're using ugly a lot for the rant on Lee shit here. You know, come on. I also feel like you could have used a thesaurus, sight wing, in a few places to avoid repeating some simple words, and your language could have been cleaned up a bit. Stronger words in place of the weaker ones. With a little editing, this piece could have gotten a perfect score from me. It was my favorite submission of this round, by far, as reflected in my score for you versus everyone else. Congratulations on getting yourself a win in my book. Well, we'll see if that happens once we, you know, add up everyone else. But, moving back on through the wonderment, we come to Utora. This is another instance of me being utterly unwowed. Your line breaks in this piece, in my opinion, need work. The way you've done it, particularly in the opening movement, just leave me hanging there without weight and without importance. The wealth needs to be spread, and I think the choices you made in this piece could be improved upon. The other thing here is that I was not entertained by this piece at all. I read it and went, why? Now, this seems to be a common thread this round, so you're not alone, but let's turn it up a notch, shall we? PK, I really love the meter here, and the way you broke up the stanzas. Stars have died and we have survived was a surprisingly powerful line break. I'm not sure what's up with excavation, though. Time to transfer yet again to the giant word file of VOC. This lacks your usual array of beautiful imagery. It seems so lackluster and bland compared to the things I've read from you before, which leaves me wanting, and not in a good way. This piece seems way too prosy to be a poem, and the line breaks are so jarring that they piss me off more than they progress the story you're trying to tell. Speaking of which, I'm not exactly sure what story you're even trying to tell here. In all honesty, this seems like a jumbled mess of unfinished things, and maybe that's where the title fits in. All these doors closing before you can get anywhere through them. But you're not painting a vivid enough picture of what's on the other side, so I'm left with this half-concocted thing that falls through my hands like air. I can't hold on to something that can't be contained. God, that was beautiful. VOC, beautiful. I'm gonna take a sip of this Coke here. Can you tell I'm ranting it? There's some serious fucking ranting going on in this one. Icy Symphony. Welcome. Now, the horrible part. I think the biggest issue for me in this piece is the forcing of the rhyme scheme. You try so hard to make it fit that in some lines you just take the rhythm and toss it on the ground, or out the window, or in some way that makes it not so great. I suggest giving the work a read aloud here, and it will probably stand out a bit more than it does on the page. On the creative face, this isn't really pushing any boundaries either, but at least you put a piece together that didn't have, like, glaring, ridiculous typos. In other words, it's versus it's 8 friggin' times. My suggestion for you, though, going forward, is to push your boundaries a little bit. Remember, wowing me and wowing the judges is a thing. And right now, this is kind of sitting in the realm of stuff we've already seen before. From PK. I like the rhyme structure and the fact that you kept it together except for the last stanza. The cadence wasn't super on point, though I know the balancing cadence and rhyme is pretty tricky. It's worth working on the cadence or meter because that makes it flow more trippingly from the tongue. Seriously? Trippingly? God. Also, no more notes about doubting you'll win. Present your work with confidence or, as Wing interjects, just be a boss. That's why they pay you the big bucks. I'm making the money sign with my fingers. Don't wuss out. Give 110% while I go to VOC's word file to read what is going to be probably another jarring Sad Panda affair. Right off the bat, I can tell you that there are way too many questions in this piece. Questions are okay if used sparingly and for a point, but when one goes overboard, all they do is detract from the piece. Your punctuation is also atrocious. In poetry, you were supposed to use the punctuation just like you would use in prose. When I first got started writing poetry, it helped me sometimes to write the words in the form of a paragraph and punctuate them that way, and then I'd put in the line breaks as I saw fit. There aren't enough concrete notions in this piece to carry any weight to grab your reader's attention. You're just sprouting out words about a subject without thinking about their impact. You have to give your reader something to hold on to, rather than abstract ideas. Abstract ideas are common and untouchable. What an avid reader craves is something tangible, some form of imagery that resonates with them. You haven't given us any unique vantage point on love or the fear of love. All you've done is rattle off some words, words all made of smoke. Smoke disappears, forgotten like crappy poetry without a concrete message. On the other hand, this has the potential to be almost lyrical. Your choice of rhymes are simple and predictable, but they might lead a certain flow to the words. If only you'd fix those god-awful mechanical errors. I simply can't get past them. I do, however, think that if you were to attempt editing this piece a little bit more, that you would benefit from trying to use some more sophisticated rhymes. Rhymes that aren't so blatantly obvious. You'd be surprised how much just that could add to the piece. In terms of all that imagery I was raving about earlier, try coming up with one single notion about the fear of love that resonates within you, something that is unique to you, and give a go at listing a few potential similes or metaphors you might be able to use to carry your message across in this particular piece. Try to stray away from things you've already heard. Chances are that if you've heard them, so have your readers. Instead, look inside yourself and pull something from your own heart that no one has thought of yet. And frankly, Wing says that a lot, so I'm just going to ramble back to myself for a moment. It's always crucial when you write a piece, and come to think of it, this is kind of what my problem was. I've seen this before. I've seen this work before. It's already happened. It happened about 5 years ago. Now, of course, every writer who comes up and joins has to go through the same process of learning what's already been used and what doesn't quite work here and all of that shit, right? Okay, you're with me. Good. So, generally what I say is you have to put your own signature on the piece. If you don't have a piece of you in the work, it's just not gonna pull it. It's not gonna pull the weight. So you gotta make sure that even if you're using something that's been done over and over and over, that you put your own signature on the piece, because that's the only way it's going to carry in the grand scheme of life, or at least in the grand scheme of this contest. Time for another sip of Coke. God, this is like lots of comments. I will say I am happy that we had a bunch of people in this contest for this round. It made it exhilarating. It's just too bad I'm ranting. Then again, I enjoy ranting. So anyway, the Pancake Thief. Welcome to the contest, too. Now, prepare for combat. Right away, we need to hit up some grammatical conventions. You have run-on sentences essentially everywhere. Cleaning up the grammar will make things more readable. The other thing is that the hook to this is just exceptionally dull. It has what I like to call a list format. A likes this. A dislikes that. A would do this. A does that. And by the time I get through the 10th iteration of this, I've already checked out. The tragedy is that the action, the meat of the story, is totally glossed over like it's a damn side note. So my suggestion for you, wrangle in the grammatical woes, specifically the run-on construction, because, avoid the list format because it's boring as hell, and shift the descriptive priorities to give the action a place at the table. It's like, you've kind of decorated the dish with a bunch of garnish and decided to feed the steak to the dogs. But the dogs aren't the readers. Sad potatoes. From PK. Formatting, please. Gaia doesn't do automatic spacing at the end of the paragraph, so adding those double returns makes a huge difference to readability. Also, commas. Commas are a thing. When one is speaking of the queen in reference to a particular person, the title is capitalized. The whole thing reads more like story notes or a rough outline than a story in its own right. There's not a lot of tension and a lot of showing instead of telling. You have a strong idea of your main character and his flaws, which is good though. It just needs a little bit of extra work that I already mentioned above. Time. Oh, good. Thank God. It's next. From VOC. Lots of the same thing that PK just said. Anyway, as for the actual story, there was no elevating climax. You gave us a plot summary without actually getting into any of the characters. This would make a good skeleton for something if you add a little meat to its bones. I would certainly love to see the insanity in the guard's eyes when he finally bursts into the room, unable to take any more garden talk. Images like that are what the story is lacking. I would have liked to see more detail and less summarizing. It's okay to make a piece longer for the sake of making it more interesting. If a short piece is boring, it will lose a reader's attention. But if a piece is fascinating, it'll hold a reader's attention all the way through, regardless of its wonderful length. Lots of scrolling. Whew. I'm a bit not winded, but someone just sent me a message, so I had to answer. Back to my word file. Obfuscated disillusion. Another welcome and another slaughter. I think if you expanded this tale, there would be hope. However, as it sits, I have serious problems with this. I want works of writing, not a series of Twitter updates, and that is essentially what this amounts to. Even in the short span of this piece, you have insane amounts of word repetition that could use a little tweaking. But again, the biggest gripe I've got with this is that there isn't really anything for me to latch on to. Why should I give a shit about this character's life analysis? What put that character there? None of these things are answered, and they can't even be pondered in any detail because there's no literature to go along with it. Now, on the plus side, when I said there was hope, I meant it. I think if you really told me a story, I'd probably enjoy it. From PK. I'm not sure if this is meant to be memoir or prose poetry, but also, I'm not really comfortable judging this. The text there is a worrying degree of fitting a lot of the diagnostic criteria for depression, and I'm worried for you. In fact, she is so worried that she offered a link to resources, in case you need them. Which, if you do, you should probably say something. Moving on back to the wonderful world of VOC's Word file. God, VOC, you left like 8 pages of notes for me to scroll through. Holy shit. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. From VOC. You wrote about something that anyone can relate to at some point in their life, but you didn't really give us any gory details that makes you stand apart from all the other sad sobs out there. In order to get your reader to actually feel something, you have to give them a unique sense of what a particular sensation or situation means to you. That's really what a reader craves, some personal piece of you that they can empathize with, if not relate. You also write in a lot of sentence fragments, and without a specific purpose. Sentence fragments are ugly and actually detract from a piece rather than adding to it. I feel the need to remind you to brush up on simple writing tools like grammar and punctuation, and also to look at a few poetic aspects of writing, not specifically for poetry writing, just to make your prose more interesting. Things like imagery are detrimental to all forms of writing, and I think you're lacking there. All it takes is a little imagination and creativity to make something fantastic. Unfortunately, no one can teach you either of those things. They are components of creation that one must pick up on their own and hone with practice. It's time to go back to the practice wonderment board. Oh, God. Cthulhu, otherwise known as Relinquish in some forms of collection. This is really another one in the boat of I don't have enough material to form an emotion about the character involved. However, in this case, there are more fundamental issues. You said poem at the end of this, but the formatting was nothing like a poem. It was prose, and the punctuation usage needs a lot of work. Coupled with random capitalizations, and seriously, what is up with the fucking use of apostrophe in this round? Eyes versus I is. Seriously, come on. There are some grammatical hindrances that need to be overcome here. When I was younger, though, I feel like I was in a similar mindset. So I'm going to take a guess on this one, that you have this story idea scripted out in your mind, but the full picture doesn't make it to the page. So what you see as a complete tale in your head, to me, looks like a bunch of fragmented stuff. Take the time to describe it and put it down. Then make sure your editing is solid. I don't mind a couple mistakes in a piece, but when there are just simple sentence construction issues, those are things I can't ignore, and I have to knock you for it. From BK. Okay. There are some mechanical issues, like capitalization, and a new paragraph needed for each transition in speaker. Also, I don't think untimely is the word you wanted, or diverse. And, like, you're obviously going for a sweeping theme here, and the music is a nice touch. It's an emotionally contained piece, which is good, but the mechanical issues and word choice detract significantly. More file scrolling. From VOC. I read this with the instrumental as you suggested, but it didn't really add anything to the actual overall piece that you couldn't have done yourself. I do admit that there was a certain ambience about the music that contributed to the tone, but I feel like with the right choice of words, you could have easily set a tone without the need for the music, thus strengthening the piece twice as much as the music did. On one hand, I like the lack of cohesion in this piece because it contributes to the dreamlike vibe in the way our dreams tend to come and go in little snippets, rather than holes. But on the other hand, you're not giving the reader enough about this woman to connect her to yourself for when you give the final blow in the end. We need a little more of a backstory before we're really able to connect with what you're trying to sell here. The fragmented sentences also kind of contribute to the broken way dreams flit across our minds, but I have a feeling that you didn't do that on purpose, so I can't really give you credit for that. It was just a happy little accident, and I can't reward you for blundering the rules of mechanics and coming up with accidental awesomeness. Although, we can say accidental awesomeness is at least cool in Wing's book, because it is. Ugh. Now this is going to be weird, because I want to say awesome, but it's not. Awesemoe? Is that how we're going with it? Whatever. Awesome Sauce 2K. That is your name now. I finally reached a piece that has hope. It's not mind-blowing, but I finally got a whole story that actually had some interesting shit going on. The grocery store scene just needs work, frankly. It just detracts from the power, and maybe we could consider just tossing it. However, I found it incredibly interesting when the party itself unfolded. The constraints, the grandma having a stroke, all set up truly weighty questions and powerful stuff. I just think you actually need to expand upon that going forward, as opposed to just leaving it up to my mind to make up. From PK. It'd be off-brand cola rather than off-brand Coke, as Coke is the brand name, or a street drug. Also, I'm not 100% clear on events. Did the narrator come out and then the grandma have a stroke in response? What exactly was going on? Also, I wasn't clear on the obfuscation of pronouns or gendered terms. Is it meant to imply that Michaela's non-binary, or to make the girlfriend thing a surprise? And Tori needs to chill about the fucking eggs. It made me dislike her even before the homophobia, which, as Wing will interject now, can kind of detract from the whole point of the homophobia being a thing. Yes. Apply the character hatred in a way that makes sense. Holy balls, VOC. First of all, formatting much. This thing likes proper paragraphs, especially in terms of the dialogue, which makes it hard to read. It's also lacking in terms of mechanics. Most of your mechanical issues could be fixed with a quick read-through. Don't forget to edit before you submit. Here in the AGWL, we demand excellence in our winners. Then again, she actually just said winners in your critique, which is a first for this round. Okay. Second of all, I have no idea what SO is. Actually, scratch that, I can assume it stands for significant other, since that just popped in my head and made sense. But that's not the point. Regardless of what it stands for, please don't abbreviate things like that in a story. It's lazy, for one, and are you ready for VOC's word of the round? And two, it's ugly. You stand a big chance that people won't catch on to what you mean until it's too late for the meaning to have any effect. Like, in my case. I didn't realize what you meant until I started writing this. You don't want your readers to be confused. Or, as I will say, in physics, we don't like using jargon when we're presenting to people who don't know what our jargon is. The whole beginning of the story contributed very little to the depths of these characters. I feel as if I just didn't glimpse enough of their inner workings to relate to their plight. I really have no idea what the importance of the eggs was, or the importance of this person taking forever to choose chips but not soda. Was that supposed to be a significant revelation about the character's personality? Because if it was, I just didn't get it. I also didn't get what their plight even was until the end of the story, almost at a point where it was already too late for me to start caring. It was like you spent way too much time detailing their arrival to the party and not enough time detailing the party itself. What was the point in the party? What was the point of the party supposed to be in this person's coming out party? If so, it really wasn't made clear enough. What is the point of the grandma dying? Or did she die? I just had a stroke. Who the hell knows? I forgot already. If she was supposed to be sick because of their relationship between the two main characters, then shouldn't she have started feeling bad after the MC came out? Also, I've never heard of people feeling like they should have the stomach flu before they have a stroke. There are plenty of other symptoms you could have gone with that might have actually related to the grandma's demise, unless the stomach flu was supposed to be a symptom of her feelings towards the MC's relationship. Again, though, in that case, it should have come after they came out, not before. Also, if you were trying to get across that grandma had a stroke because she didn't approve of the relationship, it would have been more believable for her to have had it at the party, while everyone was still there, rather than the MC getting a text later. Also, who the fuck sends a text like that? You know, I just found out the MC is main character. Fuck. VOC. You just ranted about not using jargon, and then you're using jargon. You should know MC means multiple things to me, and it shouldn't be McAllister Chronicles. Anyway, back to the point. Blah, blah, blah. While everyone was there, rather than the MC getting a text letter. Also, who the fuck sends texts like that? You don't text someone to tell them their grandma had a stroke. Okay, you dial a phone number and deliver messages, like, during an actual phone call. There's just not enough here to make this believable for an outcome like this. I get that there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, don't approve of same-sex relationships. But this was seriously a piss-poor example of that. If this is what the entire story was supposed to be even about. If it wasn't supposed to be about the struggles of same-sex relationships, then I'm wondering what was the point, because I just can't figure it out. There's not enough cohesive components to tie the whole thing together. I love a VOC is going to come back and just be like, you totally ad-lib like half of this. And I'm going to say, yes, yes, I totally did. In the meantime, excuse me while I go back to my Word file. We finally get to Misha Collins. There are some grammar nitpicky fragments and shit like that I can talk about here, but clearly this is an example of me saving the best for last, at least for me anyway. Solid vocab and an actual interesting story with some progression. There are certainly necessities to succeeding in GGW, and you did some of that. And I think going forward, you should, you know, try to get away from that fragment thing if you can, but I'm happy to see what's here now. Though, be warned, right now you're pretty much sparkling due to comparison. Don't let off the gas. Wrangle in the grammatical things that I'm sure PK and VOC will rant about, because you have to remember that you must wow me, and not just because everyone else in the round just didn't. PK. Commas. Those are a thing that don't work quite like you've employed them here. It seems like you're going for a pretty mythic tone, but the point of view doesn't quite work. Modern convention for old feeling stories is a broader point of view, and convention for a more compelling narrative is a tighter point of view that would put us more firmly in the mind of a dragon. Also, why did we need to know all the world building details that were never mentioned again? Did I just say good? They were never mentioned again. There we go. Good fight, though. Especially as one wasn't sure who would win. That's always nice when you don't know what's coming until BAM! It's right in your face. Okay. I only have one more giant VOC thing to read. Thank God. Where the hell is it? I was kind of excited about this story because I really love dragons, but this wasn't exactly what I would have in mind for a proper dragon story. It started off kind of cool with the promise of lore and whatnot, but then as the story progressed, it all just fell apart little by little. The lore wasn't really in any way detrimental to the story, and it didn't get carried through very well. The struggle between the dragon and the slayer didn't even have enough gory detail to be satisfying. Scenes like that require loads and loads of vivid description in order to really pull me in and get me motivated to keep reading without taking my eyes off the page. Unfortunately, my big test when it comes to reading submissions is whether or not they will hold my attention while I at least have something playing in the background, and I stopped at least once after each paragraph, sometimes more, to watch long stretches of the movie playing in the background instead. Jeez, VOC, you are terrible. Anyway. Your ending was begging to be different than the average Dragon vs. Slayer ending, and I appreciate your attempt at trying to be out of the box, but it was too underdeveloped to hold any significant meaning. It was also boring, frankly. I mean, yes, it strayed from the norm, which was kind of cool, but at the same time it lacked the oomph necessary to be awesome. I'd have rather you given me a cliche ending that resulted in one side or the other being the victor, rather than this bland ending in which there's no monumentous or momentous resolution after what should have been an epic climax. I'm also not a fan of your use of mechanics. The style of your writing is jarring in many places, and I suggest that you brush up on the proper workings of complete sentences, because I can't stand the fact that half of this piece was fragmented. Of course, congratulations on doing a pretty good job of trying to cover the fact that you don't know what a complete sentence looks like, but you didn't do well enough. If you're going to break the rules, at least do it in a way that serves a purpose or has a little more cohesion. Sentence fragments can work if it fits a particular style, but here it just seems like you don't know how to form the proper sentence, rather than you've just developed this way of writing. Okay. God, thank God that's over. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of this round, or kind of halfway through it, well, maybe not half, but in the middle of the first reading, we are living in a universe in which the judges, frankly, disagreed vastly in certain circumstances. There were actually, I mean, just going through it right now, there's like one, maybe two entries, I guess three. It looks like three entries in which we had fairly universal agreement over our scoring, where our scores were like 1 point apart. There's a lot of different opinions on this, mainly because I feel over a function of time and as I've grown to learn PK and VOC, we each kind of put a personal balance or a personal weight more so in one category of the judging. There are three categories here. You have the creativity, originality wing, your grammar style, and your entertainment value. I have always been, and probably always will be, an entertainment value type of person. If the piece entertains me, I will enjoy it and I will push it. And I will find little things in the style to be somewhat ignorable. PK and VOC definitely seem to be the more grammatically inclined. That being said, without further ado, we have a situation here in which, given the complete clusterfuck of scores, that at the end of the day, no one scored really well. In fact, the highest score in this round is an 8.5 out of 15. This person will win this round. This person will advance to the playoffs. However, I'm going to make the warning right now that everyone should remember that this is GGW. It has been around for a long time. This contest is nearly 9 years old, and this has been, generally speaking, the quintessential moment in the yearly schedule for all of the writers to wow me. Now, I also understand that we've just gathered a massive influx of people, and so this result recording may astound you and scare the bejesus crap out of you. But please remember that everyone has to start somewhere. And frankly, honestly speaking, some of the worst starting writers in this competition have gone on to become some of the best. So, stick with it. That being said, just eking it out by a minuscule margin, and I mean a minuscule margin, is Misha Collins just smidging out a Cal repeat and a Utora entry and a Frosted entry. So Misha Collins just banks the way into the playoff round. And with that being said, and my neighbor's garage door opening, I can dig down deep with whatever the hell is left and say, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.